Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The Federal Reserve Board holding key interest rates steady for now. Two governors appointed by President Trump dissented with that opinion, marking the first time since 1993 there was dissent among the Fed board. ABC's Alexis Kostrofis said the Fed board is watching the impact of tariffs has on inflation.
The Fed continuing to take its wait-and-see attitude, not feeling that there's any big rush here to go out and cut interest rates. Remember, the Fed would cut interest rates in a scenario where it wants to stimulate the economy. It wants to convince businesses and consumers to go out and spend big. It seems as though the economy is chugging along just nicely without a rate cut.
President Trump has been pushing for lower interest rates. In Nebraska, a father and his two daughters were killed in a large explosion at Horizon Biofuels in Fremont. That's about 40 miles outside Omaha. The plant makes fuel pellets and animal bedding. The cause of the explosion still under investigation. And on Wall Street, stocks are up. This is ABC News.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. Attorney General Josh Call has announced Wisconsin is joining another multi-state lawsuit against actions taken by the Trump administration. The new lawsuit seeks to stop the Trump administration from implementing a provision in the new federal budget that would block Medicaid funding for health care services at Planned Parenthood, including cancer screenings, wellness exams, and birth control. In a press release, Attorney General Call said the provision was a horrendous policy and an attack on both Planned Parenthood and access to health care. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has mobilized fire control program staff to assist with wildfires across the western United States and Canada. 20 staff members have been mobilized to 12 different states and provinces, including Oregon, northern Manitoba, and northern California. DNR officials say more firefighters and resources could be made available for additional assistance over the coming weeks. The mobilized staff members are scheduled to be on assignment for 2 weeks unless the severity of the fires subsides earlier. Newly appointed Barron County Sheriff Jody Kumet was sworn into office this week. A swearing-in ceremony for Kumet was held on Monday, just a few weeks after she was appointed to the position by Governor Tony Evers. She will serve the remainder of Sheriff Chris Fitzgerald's term through January of 2027, following his retirement in June. She has over 30 years of experience in law enforcement with the Wisconsin State Patrol, serving the Barron County community for the majority of her career. She retired from the State Patrol as a senior master trooper in March. Bayfield County residents will have a chance to dispose of hazardous and troublesome household waste at a clean sweep event this week. The event will be held on Thursday from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. at the Bayfield County Highway Garage. Area residents can bring things like old electronics, unwanted medications, sharps, and other hazardous household items to the event for disposal. Officials say most of the items will be accepted at no charge to residents. More information on the clean sweep event can be found on the Bayfield County UW-Madison website. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
A house divided. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from the Packers training camp in Green Bay, where things got a little testy. I asked quarterback Jordan Love if fights on the practice field can lead to division in the locker room.
No, I mean, it's one of those things where, you know, this is football. We got a big team. It's not like basketball or any of these other sports. These guys are battling every day, O-line, D-line, they're banging every day. So there's going to be some chippiness on the field, but at the end of the day, you got to be able to dap each other up and, you know, find ways to compete through the whistle and understand that we're team at the end of the day.
The Badgers football team at UW-Platteville for the next couple of weeks to begin preparing for the season. Head coach Luke Fickell.
We got to use it the best way. Just because you're here doesn't mean you use it the best way. There's great opportunities with facilities and things like that. But in order for us to do this the best way, you know, our guys got to spend time together.
Baseball, the Brewers and Cubs today in Milwaukee. The Crew winning last night 9-3 to take a 2-game lead over Chicago in the standings. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
Partly cloudy today and comfortable with high temperatures only reaching the upper 70s. And areas of wildfire smoke spilling back into the state with an air quality alert statewide today. It should kick on out of here by tomorrow, giving us bright and beautiful skies and still remaining crisp. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 76.
I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. If you're looking for honest talk, real stories, and straight-up news that matters to you, tune in to The Rick Smith Show. We're digging into the issues that affect your job, your family, your future. Join me weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network, because your voice deserves to be heard. That's The Rick Smith Show, heard weeknights at 9 right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
One of the most basic things that a free people could want. Not going bankrupt because of healthcare. If it sounds like I'm banging my head against the microphone, yeah. It's that we are having this discussion about having to hold benefits for people because they didn't have proper health insurance coverage, because they're threatened with bankruptcy, which again happens in no other developed country in the world.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Maggie Dawn.
At 4:30, I'm joined by Lisa White, one of the Democratic candidates in the 17th State Senate District, for this installment of Broad Appeal next.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to Lake Air WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
From the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with Mr. Aaron Zommers, our producer and engineer on the board. It is Wednesday, July the 30th, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite, and it is
Pump Day.
There we go. Halfway through another work week. Rain coming down right now at the World Headquarters in downtown Madison, Wisconsin on State Street. Cloudy skies, but a steady drizzle all morning here. Forecast calls for more showers and garden variety thunderstorms, as they say across the state. I love that term, garden variety thunderstorms here and there.
It is pretty good.
Across the state. And then kind of clearing off now, if you're a listener on WMDX in Madison, or if you're planning to drive in for the concerts on the square tonight, and it's already the final concert on the square, the Capitol, can't believe it, but that has been postponed until tomorrow night due to the rain. So be aware of that. Concerts in the square here in Madison postponed until tomorrow night. Before I forget, July the 30th, the birthday of my compadre, as we say in Spanish. In other words, the father of my godsons, Kurt Kohler, in Monroe, Wisconsin. Although he's traveling, I understand, for work this week. But happy birthday to Kurt. It's Kurt's birthday, so Kurt, happy birthday to you, my friend. Always appreciate Mr. Kohler. Always appreciate our guest on Wednesdays as well. He is the host of Mornings of Pat Kreitlow every morning from 6 until 8. He joins us from the lovely Lake Wissota Studios, Mr. Pat Kreitlow. How are you, Pat?
Here he is, getting some errands done. I hold in my hand. I feel like Carnac the Magnificent.
Yes.
You know, I got the envelope here, but I know the contents of the envelope. It is my second half property taxes that are due tomorrow. So I bring that up simply as a public service to listeners who go, can't forget that. Can't forget that.
I appreciate
second half
that.
Property taxes due tomorrow. So I got to drop this off at the post office right after this fine appearance on this fine radio program.
I had the farm, and you know, it's that time of year for people to pay in those two increments like that. It always comes up fast. For some reason, the July one comes up because, you know, the end of the year is the end of the year. Then it's like, oh, Jesus, yeah. July. Right.
So yeah. I give myself a little pat on the back for remembering back then to put something in my Google calendar for today, because otherwise tomorrow I would be hearing about this and going, oh my gosh, it snuck up on me. So sometimes I remember to put something way in advance on my Google calendar. Wonderful invention.
Right.
When you use it.
That's the key.
You remember to use it.
Many
yes.
people say that to me.
we were making plans for this weekend. I was all set to go. I'm like, something was nagging at me. Mm-hmm. And then I got a text late yesterday from somebody I haven't seen in a long time saying, hey, are we still on for dinner Friday? Oh, yeah, that's right. We when you texted 3 weeks ago, I did not put that on my calendar.
Yeah, it's those kind of things sneak up fast. So remember, folks, if you owe property taxes, the first half, if you pay it that way, is due today. Our normal friend, Trigvi Olsen, senior advisor of the Lincoln Project, has copped out again. No.
Our normal friend, Trigvi Olsen? No, come on. I give him too much credit.
All right. He's traveling. He's traveling. As he's talked about this program, his wife is originally from Lithuania. And this is really cool. They go back. He and his wife take their two daughters back there over the summer for about a month or so every year to make sure they stay in contact with their grandparents and their family. And his kids are bilingual in Lithuanian. So he got in late. The plane was delayed, as many flights are these days. Mm-hmm. And he called me. And he had one of his daughters call me doing a very good British accent.
And, oh, great.
And it's like, hello, Mr. Allball. This is Mr. Olson's secretary.
Nice.
And then he gets on. He goes, Todd, I only had an hour of sleep, and it's going to be 10 o'clock in Lithuania. Do you really want me to come on at 10 o'clock with only an hour of sleep? I said, nope.
Yes.
Nope,
yes.
I do not. I do not.
Listeners do. They're like, oh, unfiltered, Trigvi after dark.
I said, nope, we'll see. But he goes, tell Pat I'm going to be talking to you guys next week from the beach. I said, okay.
Nice.
So he'll be back next week.
Good.
By the way, the Brewers, I got, for those watching on the stream, YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter, I have my Milwaukee Brewers Bob Uecker jersey on. Brewers, yes. Big couple of wins the last couple of days, but holy cow, as the late, great Harry Carey might say, the Cubbies have come back in game three, and the top of the fourth, it's the Chicago Cubs 5, the Milwaukee Brewers 1.
That's okay.
Our free ticket Friday winner, Jim in Brookfield, sent us a picture that you can see if you're on the stream.
Look at that. Enjoying the game right now from those
great club-level seats.
I love those seats. I was in those seats last Friday afternoon for a game just like that, and it is a lot of fun. Obviously more fun when they win, but a lot of fun. That's great. I'm so glad you sent that.
Absolutely. Thank you, Jim. And the game can be heard right now across many of our Civic Media radio stations over the air. We're not able to stream the games on the Civic Media app, but you can hear them over the air in places like Oshkosh, Richland Center, up in beautiful WBZH in Hayward. There was one more I'm forgetting, Pat. I can't remember the last one.
I didn't hear the whole stream.
You can hear about many
Richland
many of
Center.
Our stations.
You always forget Richland Center, don't you? So.
But you can join Pat starting at 6 o'clock on Friday, and then Jane and Tom Hartman, myself, and Maggie Dawn all day long, free ticket Friday, your chance to be in those seats, just like Jim was today. Hopefully it's only the top of the fourth, still plenty of time for the Badgers to come back.
Or Badgers. Yes. We've seen this a lot throughout, so I am not concerned yet.
Yeah, absolutely. You were there Friday, you said, Pat?
Friday afternoon. It did not go well for the team then, but again, still a lot of fun. Brought a couple of the grandkids, the 3-year-old and the 6-year-old. Went looking for the playground that they said was out in the right field corner, only to find out that there's some construction going on in the right field corner. Yes. So we did eventually find where they had moved the playground to, but you know, the 3-year-old and the 6-year-old, they don't really get into the game so much.
Yeah,
so you have to remember it's more of a family experience, which means Grandpa got them a big old bucket of cotton candy.
Oh, good for you, Grandpa.
Occasionally, my daughter would share like one of the peanuts, you know, in the shell there. And all the 3-year-old knew to do, she just put it on the ground and she stomped on it. Because it was funny.
Right.
Well, she saw the shells on the floor. People eat the peanuts and then they throw the shells down. So she thought, well, that's where the peanuts belong. And then she'd stomp on it. And then she bent down to try to pick it up to eat it. It's like, no, that's okay. It's okay. Here's another.
Exactly. Jim in Brookfield texting in and saying, I'm having a great time. Thanks to Civic Media. Hoping for a rally. Thanks again, Jim.
Thanks
a lot, Jim.
We got that.
Mark on the watch on Facebook. Pat was talking about paying his property taxes today. First half, they're due. Says it would be nice, Mark says, with the property taxes getting so high because of Republicans failing to fund schools where they should be funded, that one could pay them in 4 payments. Well, that'd be nice, Mark.
Quarterly would be nice, yes.
That wouldn't be bad at all. Pat, I like your input on this. Pat follows, and you do a great job on mornings with Pat Kreitlow every morning talking about public schools and Wisconsin Public Education Network. But we were up there last week for their statewide summit. And we had a member, her name escapes me right now, but a member of the Green Bay School Board who did a fan. Do you remember the name?
Yeah, it was Laura McCoy.
See, look how young minds. I love it. Thank you, Thomas.
I know. The youth, they're so on top of it.
Laura McCoy came on. And, Pat, I want your take on this because this is a question that I'm going to be asking every candidate for state legislature coming up in 2026. What Green Bay has done is they worked with the city council and Mayor Gingrich up there in Green Bay to pass something whereby when people get their property taxes in the coming year, it is going to be a transparency issue where the school portion of their property taxes is going to be delineated out now in the Green Bay school district so that property taxpayers can see exactly the amount of their own property taxes that they're paying towards schools but is being taken away from Green Bay public schools and given to voucher schools. This issue of transparency, I think, is brilliant. Your thoughts, Pat?
Brilliant. Overdue. Right. Democratic lawmakers have been trying for about a decade, maybe longer, to get this kind of honesty and transparency on our property tax bills so that people know how much is being skimmed, my word, right off the top. Because before state aid goes to public school districts, before that happens, the allocation for the voucher program is taken first, and then what's left goes to the public schools. But on the property tax bills, year after year after year, you just see a line there, like I do, that says Chippewa Falls School District. Mm-hmm. And you go, oh, I cannot believe this much money is going to the school district. It's not. It never was. That's the combination of the two. They don't break down how much of it is skimmed to go to the voucher program. For years, Democrats have been proposing this. Republicans in the legislature have always not allowed it to come up for a vote or voted it down. And so finally, at the local level, you have people in Green Bay leading the way to saying, well, if the legislature doesn't want to be honest with property taxpayers, we will. We'll break it down on the bill. And, you know, congratulations. That's great. It's way overdue. So now that they're in Green Bay, they love talking about this, that they led on this. Mm. And I just say, keep talking. Let's keep getting other communities to do this. As long as we make the point that this should have been done a long time ago, and there are certain people who want to hide the true cost of the voucher programs, rapidly approaching $1 billion a year from you, the property taxpayer.
A couple of things on this, talking to Pat Kreitlow of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. A, I agree with you, Pat. B, we had a Representative Ahmaud Rivera-Wagner on our show last week up in Green Bay as well. Talk about a rock star legislator, in my opinion. But I think this is a great example when city councils work with school boards to get this done because it takes a joint effort. So different parts of government working together is fantastic. But to your point, Pat, as well, this is exactly what we need. Because if I'm just I don't like this, but the average taxpayer – well, where they're not obsessed with maybe the political stuff like you and I are. And they say, well, hey, I keep my property taxes keep going up. The school district keeps passing referendums. What are they doing with all this money? I think that's a fair question from your average taxpayer. But this is showing people, hey, yeah, you are paying that. But we're not getting it. The referendums you're passing aren't even going to your own kids or grandkids.
Right. That same lack of transparency came with the federal pandemic aid, where, again, the Republican-led legislature said, well, we're going to continue to shortchange schools by the amount of the federal aid because now you got this federal aid to backfill it. And you got school districts saying, well, wait a minute, what happens when this pandemic aid runs out? And the answer is, well, you're just going to have to jack your property taxes that much higher to, you know, backfill what had been the federal aid. Because the state, meaning the Republican legislature since 2011, has not kept general state school aids up with the pace of inflation for all this time that they've been in the majority. School districts fall further and further behind. And as you know, I'm sure you heard this a lot, zero increase in general state aids in this new budget, which means the cycle of referendums is only going to continue. So anything in this ongoing parade of referendums that brings a little more transparency to why we are where we are will get more people to do what I always say, vote yes on the referendums, vote no on the politicians who made you have to go to referendum all these times.
Well said, Pat Kreitlow. No, this is great, and we need more of it, more transparency, because when people really understand where their taxes are going, I think that makes a change to your point, Pat, how they vote in the legislative contest. We're going to come back, talk to Pat a little bit about redistricting, new news out of Texas today, and how what kind of impacts it may have here in Wisconsin. Don't go anywhere. It's Todd. It's Pat. It's Wednesday across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can write me off, but I ain't giving a dime to the IRS.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Why are Interscholastic Sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic Sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Matt and Air on Air.
Corrine Hendrickson, you mentioned a conversation with Ron Johnson, Corrine, about the need for child care in Wisconsin. How did that go?
I said, why don't you think we should fund? And he goes, I think an elegant solution, it would be for moms like you to stay home so the other moms can go to work. And I said, well, and I shouldn't get paid for that? And he just kind of stared at us. And I said, that tells me all I need to know.
Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe,
the founder of Wonderfully Wisconsin. He's been on the show before, but tonight he's here to make the popcorn pick of the week, Mr. Paul VandenPlas.
The Peanut Butter Falcon.
Oh my God, I love when people pick a movie I know nothing about.
A campy comedy buddy story, really just a heartwarming message.
Paul picked a movie that I've never heard of that gets excellent critic and audience reviews. Very well done, Mr. Wonderfully Wisconsin.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe, weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Teachers are diverse, skilled leaders, innovating to prepare students for our fast-changing world. Teaching shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 23 now, past the hour of 2 o'clock on Wednesday, July 30th. It's obvious we don't play enough birds on this show. I love the sound of that. I love the song.
We don't play enough of the birds. No. And what made me think to do so is because Pat's here. Because the last time I played a birds song, he was here and he sent a private message. He was like, yes, more birds.
Did he really? That's great.
You played 8 Miles High, which enjoyed. Yes.
Well, so very good. Zomer's a little under the radar message there. Be glad when some of these legislators that are not voting for transparency. Be glad when they're gone. So nicely done, Zomer's. Welcome back, Pat Kreitlow. Mornings of Pat Kreitlow every morning from 6 until 8 is our guest here on a Wednesday. Pat, take a look at some of the headlines today, and I find this fascinating. Well, first of all, very quickly, and I'm not sure I've been in meetings here before the show, but it's just coming across what I'm seeing now. Former Vice President Kamala Harris has announced that she will not run for California governor in 2026. Again, former Vice President Harris saying she will not run for California for California's governor in 2026. Of course, she was a U.S. senator there before she became vice president. And there was some speculation that she may run for California governor next year, which would may or may not preclude her from trying to run for president again in 2028. So by passing on the California governor's race, does that indicate she may or may not be a presidential candidate? Well, we'll see. But I just find that interesting. And it ties in with the subject I really want to talk about, Pat. And again, scanning CNN's cover page, I mean, they're talking about the Fed holding interest rates steady, talking about Hamas, Harris not running again. High noon issues a recall after selling some vodka seltzer mislabeled as Celsius energy drinks. So that's what's making the headline. What is not making the front page of CNN is something that broke a couple hours ago. And that is Texas Governor Abbott, Republican, has released what they're proposing as the new Texas congressional maps. And in short, and Pat, maybe you've had time to look at this more than I have. This is just kind of coming to my attention here in the last hour or so. But it appears now what the Republicans in Texas and Governor Abbott are doing are gerrymandering the congressional maps in Texas, which, if all things went, quote unquote, the way they usually do, which means that Texas might pick up an additional 5 Republican seats. And there's a lot of speculation about Democrats picking up taking control of the House. Now Gavin Newsom, current Democratic governor of California, signaling that he's not going to let this stand, that if this goes through in Texas, that California is going to redo the way that they do new map, new redistricting. Of course, Arnold Schwarzenegger, a different kind of Republican at a different time, in a bipartisan fashion, went directly to referendum of California voters, and they set up a nonpartisan commission. So now you have this back and forth for using this power, Pat, and I want your take on this because I get it. What Abbott and Republicans in Texas are doing is 100% wrong. It's basically rigging the election, potentially. Do you let that stand if you're a Democrat that has power to stop it? But if you do, does that take away Democrats' ability to take the high ground when it comes to redistricting? I ask you, Pat Kreitlow.
Before we get into the X's and O's of it, let's just make sure that we are clear on one thing. This is a new era that we live in now where not only are you not penalized by your own supporters for cheating, you are now expected to cheat. This is straying so far from the American ideals of honesty and integrity and incredibility, and again, bringing politics down to the gutter level of, you know, entertainment and professional wrestling and things like that, and say, you're our team, so you can take a heel turn and you can cheat, and we expect that of you. The reason you haven't seen Democrats do that by and large is because Democrats would still say, two wrongs don't make a right. We're not here to embrace that. We're not here to cheat. We're going to win, honestly. You've made the hill a little steeper for us, but we're going to do it. But having said that, this one is so blatant, so nakedly partisan and ambitious that while I would not suggest it, if I were in the legislature, I would not propose it. If you were in a deep blue state where Democrats had the ability to do this without paying a penalty, I can no longer say that I would advise against it, because again, it is just so obvious what they're doing. This is not honest political debate. This is essentially political warfare. And in war, all things are fair. Nobody asked for this war except the people who started it. And that's where we are at this point. This is the level we have sunk to until voters stop rewarding people with whom they would normally agree, but say, no, this is too far. Maybe this Texas map is too far. Maybe the whole Jeffrey Epstein thing is too far. I don't know. But right now, I cannot in good conscience tell the people of New York or some other deep blue state, you really shouldn't do this. Maybe they should. Maybe that's where we've come. And that's what it takes to get us to independent redistricting moving forward.
I want to be respectful of your time. Do you have time to come back at least for part of the next segment to continue this, or you got to run?
buddy, I'm here for you.
See, that's the kind of guy Pat Kreitler is. Because I just really appreciate your insight on this. And I think this is a really important discussion for everything that you just said. I don't really disagree that much with you. I've been a proponent that, hey, I wanted fair maps in Wisconsin. I didn't want maps that tilted Democratic or partisanly Democratic. I just wanted fair maps. But I think you bring up this great point that this is essentially political warfare, but it's also a war over democracy in this country. And that could be the thing that really gets killed by this political warfare. This is really important stuff. Nobody's talking about it. Pat Kreitler, we're going to talk about it with you. Call in 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Pam Yonke, farm update next, and then more talk on this redistricting and the consequences after this on Civic Media.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's the season for summer weddings, and for many couples, a barn provides the perfect venue. I'm Kylie Allen, and you're listening to the Midwest Farm Report this Wednesday. Today, we hear about some new regulations that are preventing some couples from hosting their events out at those barn venues. We have Jean Bonn of Farmview Event Barn in Berlin along with us. She says a recent update to alcohol policies may affect many wedding barn venues.
They're either not happy with not being able to have what they want to serve their guests for refreshments, or they are not willing to have a completely no alcohol event. It's just not what they wanted. So it's really being a challenge. We're feeling it right now. Weddings book out a year, year and a half in advance. So this law, really, we are looking for somebody to step up before we completely lose everything in 2026 for our wedding season bookings.
That's Jean Bonn of Farmview Event Barn along with us today. Stick around. We've got a look at some more news after this.
At Channel, we always show up for our farmers.
Is that tar spot or rust?
Incoming!
Definitely rust.
Rick, how did you...
Dropping in to check on your crop, Bill. Let's call your agronomist before that rust can hurt your yield.
That sounds great, but when did you learn to skydive?
Self-taught, Bill. Kind of a prodigy.
From personalized insights to year-round support, Channel Seed Pros always show up. Visit channel.com to learn more. Channel, all in, all season. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Unique farming operations need unique financial solutions. Ag Country Farm Credit Services offers customized financing that fits any size farm, ranch, or agribusiness. The next time you're in the market for more land, equipment, facilities, or maybe even an operating loan, contact the team at Ag Country. They know agriculture and will work for you. Ag Country. Focused on ag, focused on you. Ag Country is an equal opportunity lender.
Farmers may face new requirements for using crop protection products as the Environmental Protection Agency implements an updated herbicide and insecticide strategy. These strategies are rooted in the Endangered Species Act, and they dictate if, how, and when certain pesticides can be applied. Following the act, new pesticide labels will include specific language about protecting endangered species. Farmers may also be required to check an online database before spraying or adjust applications based on weather conditions. For the full story, visit MidwestFarmReport.com. And while you're there, sign up for our e-newsletter to have the latest Wisconsin ag news delivered straight to your inbox every morning. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Kylie Allen.
As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly cloudy today and comfortable, with high temperatures only reaching the upper 70s. And areas of wildfire smoke spilling back into the state with an air quality alert statewide today. It should kick on out of here by tomorrow, giving us bright and beautiful skies and still remaining crisp. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 76.
For 75 years, the Muscular Dystrophy Association's voices have thundered through the halls of Congress.
For 75 years, we've willed the impossible into existence.
For 75 years, the MDA community has pushed the science,
shifted the narrative,
and established the field of neuromuscular medicine.
And until that day, when this is all a thing of the past,
you couldn't stop us if you tried.
Join us and celebrate 75 years of breakthroughs at MDA75.org.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Frank Anderson, who is the founder of Wisconsinology.com. You were great in the documentary. That's really exciting.
I'm really not as a documentary filmmaker because I get bored so quick. You have to really dig into your subject and you got to show up every day, sometimes for years.
Yeah.
To let a story unfold or to find a story. I'm good for one day.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Jay Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Jim Santel, friend and colleague and host of Amicus, a law review, will be here as we continue to break down the Epstein story and all things sports with Paul Noonan.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tattle Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Glad to have you along. 35 now, past the hour of 2 o'clock on a rainy Wednesday, at least here in downtown Madison. Pat Kreitlow, our guest here, a little extra time because Trigvy is an international traveler, man of mystery. So Pat's been kind enough to say, I'll chill with you for a few more minutes here on a Wednesday. We appreciate that, Pat. Rain up in Lake Wissota right now or blue skies?
No. No, not blue skies because of the wildfire smoke.
Oh,
we've got some clouds out there, but the rain is well enough to the south that it is not a concern here. And it is my hope that there will be a little boat ride on Lake Wissota a little later on this afternoon.
Good for you. By the way, Pat pulled in on his quote-unquote pontoon to Green Bay, and it was beautiful. I posted a picture. And it was beautiful.
Okay, that was a genuine LOL when I saw that yacht that you posted.
Did you like that?
That was good.
Somebody pulled into the Fox River. I mean, it was a huge yacht. I mean, I didn't even know they could put those things in the Fox River. And I'm like, oh, I got to razz Pat a little bit. But yeah, that was something else.
It really was. That would almost scare me. I mean,
I know, really? But it would.
Yeah. But I get, you know, it gives me a better appreciation for the people we're dealing with when it comes to things like, you know, big, beautiful bills and billionaire tax cuts and things like that.
Exactly. I appreciate you sticking around, Pat, because what we're talking about, again, by the way, quickly, the Cubs now 5-2 still is the score over the Brewers in the bottom of the fifth. So Brewers try to come back here in game 3. Of the series. You can hear it over the air on many of our stations and civic media. But this issue, Pat, of redistricting, remapping, not making a lot of national headlines right now, and I really think it should, to catch folks up. And if you, Trigvy Olson, normally here on Wednesdays, traveling of the Lincoln Project, his boss or the one of the co-founders of the Lincoln Project, Rick Wilson, has a great Substack today. I'd highly encourage you to check it out. It's called The Redistricting Arms Race, Why Democrats Must Fight Fire with Fire. Of course, Rick Wilson, a former Republican, and to Pat Kreitlow's point before the break, that this really is political war. And Wilson makes, you know, he points out again that Governor Greg Abbott, Republican in Texas, this is not a case like Wisconsin, where there was a lawsuit and they said, look, this wasn't done legally. We have to redraw the lines. No. Abbott's calling a special session of the Texas legislature to come in and redraw the maps, essentially out of spite, purely for political reasons. And Rick Wilson makes the point in there. And now, apparently, in Florida, where Rick Wilson is based, Ron DeSantis is considering and saying he might do the same thing now in Florida. And so Rick puts a bunch of things that he knows Florida law or legislature pretty well, things that Democrats could be doing. And Rick Wilson says, in Texas, even if the claim that the current districts violate the Voting Rights Act is built on sand, given the GOP map makers previously testified under oath that they didn't use race in drawing them, that's perjury. or it's manipulation. Either way, Wilson says, I'm famously not a lawyer. It sure looks actionable. So Rick Wilson is saying Democrats should take it to court. He's calling on leaders like Hakeem Jeffries and Gavin Newsom to flock to Texas like locusts and do media down there. And then he says finally that Democrats should be going to war, political war over this. And he condones Democratic states redrawing maps if that's what it takes, because he said, like an arms race, this is deterrence. Pat Kretlow?
Well, yes, because again, much like the people that gutted campaign finance reform, well, Democrats would be foolish then to say, well, we're still going to abide by campaign finance limits that no longer exist because we think that's just the right thing to do. That is, you know, the quintessential bringing a knife to a gunfight situation that we've got going on here. Look, the right wing plays the long game on this. All right. This dates back to the Supreme Court's Shelby County decision of 2013, which basically gutted the Voting Rights Act of 1965 and said that the former states of the Confederacy no longer have to, you know, abide by certain requirements before they make changes to things like maps. Then people said at the time, this is going to lead to gerrymandered maps. And of course we heard, oh, no, not now. Anyway, fast forward a dozen years, and that's exactly what the culture has become. And it takes us to this place. Today is the 60th anniversary of the signing of the Medicare-Medicaid Act. It has taken the right wing 60 years, but they are closer than ever before to gutting that part of the social safety net. Days later was the passing of or the signing of the Voting Rights Act of 1965. In other words, next week marks the 60th anniversary of the Voting Rights Act. And similarly, the right wing is closer than ever to making it essentially meaningless and continuing its assault on democracy in this country as well.
If you want to weigh in, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842, or you can text us on the Civic Media app. Talking about this story here out of Texas, saying that Republican Governor Rick Abbott saying that he's going to call a special session of the Texas legislature to redraw the maps blatantly in favor of Republicans, which could be an addition of 5 or 6 seats out of Texas in the House of Representatives to help give Republicans the absolute power in D.C. Let's go to the phone lines. Mark, listening in Prairie du Sac. Mark, thanks for listening. What say you?
Particularly ironic, because if I remember right, that the Voting Rights Act used to be celebrated by Republicans as well, actually say it, whether they actually did or not celebrate it. But I think to heck with this. I mean, Wisconsin Republicans are howling now that a group is now suing, taking a case to the Wisconsin Supreme Court to redraw Wisconsin's map. And I think, you know, draw Mr. Tiffany and Mr. Van Odd one and maybe Tony Weed out of their districts by, you know, a reverse gerrymander on those guys. I mean, that hypocrisy there is just galling to me, that these guys are, you know, not one Wisconsin Republican is decrying Texas is doing this, I would guess. They're not condemning, you know, Greg Abbott or any of the Texas legislature for entertaining this idea. So turnabout is fair play, and that... that Pat is right. We have to go to war over this, and that point out the fact that these guys just want to resurrect the Confederacy. I mean, and that perhaps the Union was too merciful to the Confederates after the Civil War.
Thanks, Mark. I appreciate it. I'm not sure I go quite that far, Pat, but I'll make clear, especially in today's day and age, we're talking about political warfare. We're not talking about violence, physical violence.
I mean, and look, there's enough of that talk on the right. There's a lot of talk about, you know, militias and things like that. Nobody's talking about that. We're talking about the tactics that you would otherwise not use in politics because, you know, we're supposed to be better than that. Mm. But at some point when you are faced with the people who are trying to literally undermine your democracy, you have to turn to the tools necessary to preserve any kind of a sense of balance. I wish it weren't at this point, but this is where we are. It just reminds me of back when they split up Dakota into North Dakota and South Dakota so that they could have four U.S. senators instead of two, you know, twice the number of congressmen, which was, again, it, you know, some of these things are as old as the Republic. But you know what? Maybe it's time to create, you know, East New York and West New York, whatever it's got to be. Let's
855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Let's head down the road for Pat's at Lake Wissota to Gene in Eau Claire, listening on WCFW, the Tap in the Chippewa Valley. Gene, what say you?
Good afternoon, guys. Outstanding show. This is, you know, I'm 70 and I've been paying attention live for a long time. What's going on in my government? I've never seen anything like this in my entire life. I've never seen where not one Republican will stand up against the things that are taking place in our country right now, making enemies of our countries, both sides of us, going out on the world stage, making, you know, deals with, you know, pretty bad people that we wouldn't want to even associate with. The lies, the deception, and the disgusting behaviors of the United States Supreme Court and the money involvement in there. I mean, this is unbelievable. You have to fight fire with fire. They use those tactics, you use them right back, because we're talking about the America as we know it and the future for all the young people. I mean, this is so disgusting. I just can't believe what I'm seeing, what I'm hearing. And Epstein, that was brought up by Trump and Republicans, and they wanted to get all those people they were not telling truths about. Yeah. It needs to come to the public. It really does. So I'm supportive of getting that stuff out. Thanks, guys. Have a good day. Outstanding. Yep.
Thank you, Gene. I appreciate it. Pat, to Gene's point there, look, I'm a former Republican, and like I say, I want – as closely as we get to nonpartisan decision-making on redistricting as possible. That's my stance. But also Gene's point, what you were talking about earlier, that this is something where my former party, if they use these sorts of political manipulation, this could be the tools they need to get to one-party rule into perpetuity.
And that's the goal for far too many people on what is now what is the far right, you know, not the mainstream Republicans who wanted to solve problems, who wanted to govern rather than rule. There are still ordinary Americans like that all the time. They keep wishing Trump away. They keep wishing away the demagogues, the people who want to create a theocracy here. But at some point, you have to actually vote for the people that you do not normally agree with, but at least stand with you on American values, yeah, like democracy. We'll go back to fighting later about, you know, tax rates and things like that. But right now, this is an existential crisis for our country.
Yeah.
What some of these, you know, far right people in power are doing right now. And it's an all hands on deck situation, which is really tough to do when our media ecosystem is so fractured and failing us and covering, you know, what was it, Katy Perry and who?
Katy Perry and former Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau had dinner.
Oh, well, that counts as political news, I guess.
And that's on the front page of CNN right now.
I mean, when you go, why are we like this? There's multiple reasons. That's one of them.
855-752-4842. Let's go quickly to Jack in Merrimack. I just like saying that. Jack in Merrimack. Jack, got about a minute. You're on with Pat and Todd. What say you?
Oh, boy. Well, where do I start? First of all, let me say I respect everything that Joe Biden did. I respect him as a person and a politician. He did the best he could, I think. However, he did not do two things that he should have done. The first thing that he should have done is realign that Supreme Court. And there are good reasons for expanding the court to 13 members. I won't go into it because there's not time. The second thing he should have done was put through the John Lewis Voting Rights Act. A lot of this stuff wouldn't be happening if that had been done. Having said that, yeah, we definitely have to start fighting fire with fire. We've got to start taking this kind of essentially an oligarchy that's approaching a dictatorship to the court.
Jack, I'm up against the clock. Pat?
I just think you understand the passions that are involved in this now. And I want to caution against it. I want to caution against, you know, crossing a certain line, and keep that spirit of John McCain in us rather than, you know, crossing a terrible border.
Well said, Pat Kreitler. You can hear him every morning from 6 until 9 across the Civic Media Radio Network. Thank you, Pat. Have a great day in Liquid Soda. Talk to you soon.
Pat.
Come on back. More after this on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Back to school is on the brain. That means new notebooks, pencils, new everything. And while the kids are getting ready to get book smart, it's time for you to save smart with Straight Talk Wireless. Switch now and get a free Moto G 2025 with 5G when you activate select plans. Now that's a smart call. Get Straight Talk covered by Verizon's 5G network. Available at straighttalk.com and Walmart. Offer valid through 10/19/25. Taxes and fees apply. Purchase of gold unlimited plan or higher required for offer. Must activate the plan in-store at Walmart. Cannot be combined with other offers.
Amory Chevrolet makes the car buying process simple and painless. Whether you're looking to upgrade to something bigger because of your growing family, or you want the adrenaline and want the rush of a two-door sports car for a weekend getaway at the lake, Amory Chevrolet has something for everyone. Stop into their modern showroom today, and any one of their friendly staff will be happy to assist you in your car buying journey. Located along Highway 46 on Amory's south side, Amory Chevrolet is here when you need them.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government buy-in for the people. The federal Eighth Circuit Court appears intent to block redistricting and voting rights cases by individuals and advocacy groups. July 29th, the Eighth Circuit issued another finding that individuals and groups can't sue using the Voting Rights Act. This is the third such negative ruling on the private right of action, but for the moment, it still only applies to the seven states in the Eighth Circuit: Arkansas, Iowa, Minnesota, Missouri, Nebraska, North Dakota, and South Dakota. In a 2023 Arkansas case, an Eighth Circuit panel ignored decades of settled law and found that the Arkansas Conference of the NAACP and the voters it represented did not have standing to bring a complaint under the VRA Section 2. Instead, it gave the U.S. Justice Department the sole authority to bring Voting Rights Act complaints. Legal scholars deemed it a fringe ruling because, historically, 90% of voting rights cases are brought by individuals and advocacy groups. The July 29th decision involved a challenge by an Arkansas group which assists new citizens with voting. An Arkansas voter suppression law barred the group from helping more than six citizens, though the Voting Rights Act, Section 208, allows such assistance. If appealed, it's unclear whether the U.S. Supreme Court will stand on precedent or back the Eighth Circuit's crusade against voting rights. We've linked to the decision at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Diaz.
Where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 52 minutes past the hour on 2 o'clock. That's 8 minutes before the hour. And I know people, and I appreciate the heads up. I forget there's a delay sometimes if you listen to us on the stream or whatnot. And there's a, you know, there's a delay in case somebody says something they're not supposed to. It's called the dump button. Not when you got to go to the bathroom, but when you say something you shouldn't, then Zomers pushes it and it deletes
the last few seconds.
Yeah, exactly. So because of that, and I forget who brought this to our attention.
Yeah, one of our listeners texted in and is like, what's worse, a show host who never says the time or one who's always a minute late? And we're like, well, you know what? Good point. We often forget about the delay. When we say the exact minute,
right,
because it'll be between minutes usually, it might be a minute later.
So
you know
you
what?
Hear,
close enough.
By the time I say it's 8 minutes before the hour of 3 o'clock, it's seven.
So just, now it's six and a half.
Now it's six and a half. So just be aware of that. All right. But again, let's get a quick update here on the Brewers game. The Brewers, the Cubs in that last game of a three-game series. Brewers have won the first two. Cubbies are trying to get revenge. It's the top of the sixth inning. Cubs 6, Milwaukee 3 in the top of the sixth with one out. So we'll continue to track that. Hopefully the Cubs can get a loss here, another L, and the Brewers can sweep this series. But we shall see. Coming up in hour number two, what's worse, a hot water or air conditioning edition? We'll talk about that in hour number two. But I want to finish up this discussion because, again, I think this is really important. And it's just, this is the kind of stuff that frustrates me from legacy media, mainstream media, whatever you want to call it. And I use a lot of stuff from CNN off their website because it's usually written pretty well, that or CBS. I'm looking at the front page of CNN.com right now. And former Vice President Kamala Harris saying she will not run for California governor in 2026. All right, that's fine. You've got stuff here about a tsunami in the Pacific from last night caused some damage in Russia and Japan. All right, that's fine. But then you've got on the front page, Ozzy Osbourne's funeral. All right. Former Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau having dinner with Katy Perry in Montreal. I am entertained by this part. This one, Oriole and Reese's fans have been begging for a mashup for a decade, and now it's here. There's going to be Reese's Oriole soon, and I'm not saying that's not important, but I'm just saying for a legitimate news organization on their front page to not have this story that broke only a couple of hours ago, I just think is fascinating, and that is that Republican Governor Greg Abbott has said that he is going to call a special session of the Texas legislature to redraw the maps. Essentially, my words, out of spite and for political reasons. There's no lawsuit pending that I know of in Texas forcing this like in Wisconsin. He's just saying, look, basically, paraphrasing, Trump needs a few more seats of Republicans to maintain control of the House of Representatives next year, so we're going to redraw the Texas maps to make sure he gets at least 5. And Cory Booker, United States Senator, on the floor of the Senate yesterday, took it to his own party because Pat Kreitlow was part of the Wisconsin legislature as a Democrat. Rick Wilson, a former Republican operative today in his Substack, saying Democrats need to not be weak-kneed on this especially. They need to fight political fire with political fire. Because if and when the MAGA Republican folks get absolute control through political trickery, it's going to be really hard to get that back. So here's Cory Booker taking it to Democrats yesterday on the U.S. Senate floor.
The Democratic Party needs a wake-up call. I see law firms bending a knee to this president, not caring about the larger principles, that those free speech rights, that you could take on any client, why are you bending the knee? I see universities that should be bastions of free speech bending at the knee to this president. I see businesses taking late-night talk show hosts off the air because they dare to insult a president. I see people who want mergers suddenly think that they have to pay tribute to this president. And what are the very people here elected to defend the Constitution of the United States saying, oh, well, today let's look the other way and pass some resources that won't go to Connecticut, that won't go to Illinois, that won't go to New York, that will go to the states he likes. That is complicity with an authoritarian leader who is trashing our Constitution. It's time for Democrats to have a backbone. It's time for us to fight. It's time for us to draw lines. And when it comes to the safety of my state being denied these grants, that's why I'm standing here. Don't question my integrity. Don't question my motives. I'm standing for Jersey. I am standing for my police officers. I'm standing for the Constitution, and I'm standing for what's right. And dear God, if you want to come at me that way, you're going to have to take it up with me, because there's too much on the line right now in America. As people's due process rights and freedom of the speech rights and secret police are running around this country, picking people up off the streets who have a legal right to be here. There's too much going on in this country.
That's Democratic U.S. Senator Cory Booker on the floor of the U.S. House yesterday. A fiery speech. In my opinion, not unwarranted. And look, a former Republican left the party in 2011. I don't want either party to have absolute control. I just want a fair political fight. I want fair maps. But these Republicans today, well, they're not even real Republicans. They're MAGA folks. And I'm talking about the people in office. And if Greg Abbott in Texas is going to manipulate the maps to ensure absolute control, then Cory Booker's right. Senator Booker's right. Democrats can't be weak-kneed. Got to have a backbone, because democracy is on the line. Come on back. Hour two is straight ahead. What's worse? Don't go anywhere. It's the Todd Allball Show across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The Federal Reserve Board announced it's holding interest rates steady as it watches the impact of President Trump's tariffs on the economy. The president has pushed for lower interest rates. Fed Chair Jerome Powell says the overall economy remains resilient.
Changes to government policies continue to evolve, and their effects on the economy remain uncertain. Higher tariffs have begun to show through more clearly to prices of some goods, but their overall effects on economic activity and inflation remain to be seen.
Two members of the board appointed by President Trump dissented. Former Vice President and presidential candidate Kamala Harris announcing she will not run for California's governor. Harris says she will support the power of the people to fight for freedoms. In Gaza, famine conditions getting worse. More than three dozen were killed today while seeking aid in northern Gaza. U.S. officials confirming that Special Envoy Steve Witkoff will travel to Israel tomorrow to meet with Israel's Prime Minister and officials on the next steps for Gaza. This is ABC News.